Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She responds to Luyin Nishma Asambi Akvashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas with Avkuf Lamed Hei. In the Mishnah on the base, it says, Misha Meis, V'nimtzes Diyatiki Ki K'shura Yerechoi. So someone died, and he has this document called Diyatiki, which Shigmor explains, that it says, Dot Tehe Le'meikam V'le. It's a Shtar Tzavos Shchimira, the will of a Shchimira, if someone's about to die. And it's tied to his thigh. So what does it mean, tied to his thigh? So the Rashbam explains, meaning even though we know that nobody else wrote it, he's the one who wrote it, it's still not enough to use it because of the shtar. But you see from this Mishnah, there's such a concept of holding on to a shtar tied to the thigh, tied to the yerech. In the Sefer Ma'ase Hashem, Ma'ase Ovos Perek Lamed Gimel, he explains based on this, the story of the fight of Yaakov Avinu with the Malach of Esav. He brings a few questions to begin. He asks, what's the pshat? We know the Malach of Esav was fighting with Yaakov and then he hit him in his thigh, Bekaf HaYorech. What was this a purpose? Why did he do that? Then when Yaakov Avinu won the fight, he asked the Malach to give him a brocha. So he says, Loikorech Shmuyachu Yaakov Kim Yisrael, Ki Sariso Imiloikim Vanoshim. What does it mean, Imanoshim? Yaakov Avinu fought with a Malach. He did not fight with people. So why does he say that he is fighting with Malachim with Anoshim? He was able to overcome Malachim and Anoshim. So says the Ma'aseh Hashem, Yaakov Avinu, when he purchased the Bechoyro from Esav, so they wrote it on a shtar. And where did Yaakov Avinu put the shtar? He put the shtar on his yerech, on his thigh, as our Mishnah says, K'shura Yerechoy. The shtar that Yaakov Avinu owns the Bechoyro is sitting on the Yerech of Yaakov. The Tsar of Esav was trying to take away this shtar from Yaakov. He was trying to grab it from the Yerech. But the Malach was not able to. They fought, and Yaakov Avinu was able to hold on to the shtar. So the Malach tells him, I'm not calling you Yaakov anymore. They came be'akvo, as Rashi says. You came, you know, you plotted your way to get the Bechoyro. But bedin sariso imiloikim imanoshim. You were able to overcome a Malach who's trying to take away the shtar b'chayra. And you also able to overcome Esav, who had a claim on the b'chayra. And he explains with this, that the Malach tells Yaakov, you know, I'll give you a bracha. And then he says, you overcame a Malach and Adam. Why is that a bracha? It just says, you're a very strong man. But the pshat is that here he's moide on the b'chayra. He says, whatever chelik b'chayra that you took, we agreed to it. So that's the bracha. I'm giving you the b'chayra with a bracha. So that is the Mahalach in the story of the Milchom of Yaakov and Malach of Esav. And this is all based on our Mishnah, that the shtar was being held on the thigh of Yaakov Avinu, because that's what people held the shtar. And that's the reason that the V'yigo B'kafi Reicho, that's what he's fighting in the Yerech, is to take away back the B'choiro, take away the ability of Yaakov Avinu to have a claim for the B'choiro. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list, or what's a group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.